Hi, my name is Matthew Schneider, and I am recovering from pride, lust, and anxiety. Before I came to Regeneration, I was addicted to porn, hated myself, and I was ruled by fear. I knew all about God and about the Bible, but I never valued intimacy with Christ. That something was valueful at all, or even like could possibly be achieved. I grew up in the church, and I was blessed to have parents that were strong Christians, but my faith was really never my own. I kept who I was and my church life pretty separated, and I really felt like nobody knew who I really was. When I was 11 years old, I was first exposed to porn. It developed into a habit at that time, but it really wasn't an addiction. A few years later, our family moved from Florida to San Antonio, Texas, and my habit just kind of stayed in Florida. After about a year, I moved from San Antonio to McKinney. And during the summer of 2016, I went back to my old habit. I relapsed. I can remember the exact time when I decided to make the worst decision of my entire life. From then on, I developed a heavy addiction to pornography, and it basically ruled my life for many years. During that time, I lived in constant fear of almost everything. I was terrified that someone would find out who I was and what I did, and that that would cost me everything that I enjoy and everything, all of my friends and my reputation. I would search out approval and satisfaction in what other people thought of me. I would pursue scholastic achievements and academics and try and do well in different sports. Whenever someone held me in high regard, whenever I received a compliment, it did nothing to alleviate the pain. It only made it worse. It only made the shame and guilt greater, because I couldn't help but thinking that if they knew who I really was, if they really knew what I did and what I've done, they would hate me. They would say I'm a horrible person. They would never talk to me again. I kept this lie about who I was, that I was this great kid who did all the right things, who obeyed his parents' rules and all that sort of thing. But it never did anything to ease my guilt. I lived for years feeling just completely empty, like there was nothing really real. There was no enjoyment or satisfaction at all to my life. During that time, I became really depressed. I hated being awake. I would try and spend as much time as I could just drowning out everything in my life. I would just waste as much time as possible in video games and TV and trying to sleep as much as possible. I was at the end of myself, and about a year ago in 2019, I dreaded every single day that I lived, and I couldn't go on living, and I felt I couldn't go on living under the burden of my addiction. But God already had a rescue mission in order. On November 1st, 2019, my parents confronted me about porn, and I decided to own up to my addiction. God came in at the perfect time. There was no greater time that I could have chosen in my life. There were many opportunities I had to own up to it, but none of them, I never took any opportunities. Looking back, I can see that God had a plan. He was putting things in motion before I even knew that those things would ever amount to anything. A couple days after I owned up to my addiction, my older brother reached out, and because of God's work in his life, he was able to counsel me, to teach me, to provide encouragement, offer me advice, support me, and just helped me pursue God in everything I did. And he was the one who really got me started in my God quest. A few weeks later, God brought me miraculously the most important friendship that I've ever found in my entire life. And I still don't remember exactly how it happened, but it ended up me and one of my best friends to this day just confessed to each other in a completely random scenario in a party full of people. We found about 15 minutes where we were just hanging out, and we ended up talking, and I honestly couldn't tell you how the conversation started other than that God was moving in that time right there. In spring 2019, my older brother signed me up for Regen, and I began Regen. I never thought that God could have used Regen to the extent he did in my life. He used Regen to bring me closer to him and to show me how much I needed him, and show me how valuable he is and how deeply rooted my sin was. Pursuing God and fighting my sinful desires is the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life. It's been a year, and every day is still a battle in the war for my soul. but it's worth it because, as Psalm 63 puts it, his love is better than life itself. There is nothing on this earth that could even compare, even come close to intimacy with Jesus Christ. It's greater than anything this world has to offer. This perfect love, the uncompromising truth, and the radiant joy that is knowing God and walking with him is worth every single trial and every single pain I've ever experienced in my entire life. Every day is still a struggle, but I never walk through it alone. God changed my life in about the span of a year. I always overestimated what I could do in a week. I could say, you know, every week for the next year, I could do 10 more push-ups if I really tried, but I never could. I never did. I never put the effort in. I never had the endurance to keep going. But in 1 year, God has completely changed my life. If you told me a year ago this is where I would be, I would have said that you're full of it and that could never happen to someone like me. But there is no place we can go and no depth of addiction and sin and just being a horrible person that God cannot bring us back from. Healing is a long, hard road, and we will fail sometimes because we are not perfect. And that's why we need Jesus. But we can never get discouraged because 1 John 2 says, I write these things to you that you may not sin, but if you do sin, know that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. God knows that we cannot do this alone. That is why he died for us. He didn't die for us that we can have eternal security and then go on living in suffering and just living a pretty horrible life this side of eternity. He died so that we can meet him right now, right here, and start living in intimacy with him for the rest of our lives. This is the truth of the gospel, that he will meet you wherever you are, but he loves you so much that he will not leave you there. He will bring you into eternal life with him in this life and the next. He died, Revelations 3:20 says that he stands at the door and knocks, and whoever opens the door to him, he will come in and he will eat with them and them with he. Guys, no matter where you are, Jesus is right there waiting for you. It's not too late. It's never too late, as long as we're alive on this earth, to say yes and begin healing.